Father, we praise you and thank you that you are the wonderful God of creation. You're the God that made all of us. You're the God that loves us. You're the God that saves us. You're the God that heals us. You're the God that give us your word to tell you what to do and tell us what to do. And Lord, we're so sorry that we've not done a very good job of obeying your word. But Lord, as we see these things that we're supposed to do, help us to repent, Lord, and then to believe your word and stop doing the bad things we've been doing, because that's what's been making us sick. And Lord, I know that most of the people don't believe that in the church, but Lord, I believe that and I know that for a fact. And so Lord, I just want to worship you and praise you and thank you. As we read and study your word today, may your Holy Spirit come to this place. Lord, may we teach your word. May I just totally get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit speak through me your words. And then may the Holy Spirit in each one of these people convict each one of them of their sins and their shortcomings. And then may that Holy Spirit get them to confess their sin to, and then you forgive them and restore them. And then, Lord, may you completely restore and heal everybody. Everybody that came here today that needs a healing, may they get it when they leave here. May it be on the way. Now, I know some of them you'll heal instantly, and some of them you'll take a little time. But if they'll be patient and stand on your word, like I'll show them how today in your word, they will receive their healing if they get rid of all sin. It will come. So, Father, thank you for doing that for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, last month, I got to see an awesome miracle sitting right here where this young lady and her, I guess it's her husband there, I guess y'all are sitting there together. Last month, there was a young lady sitting there with a 13-year-old boy and about a 4-year-old girl. And that little 13-year-old boy sat through the whole 4 hours of teaching without a problem. And then when I said, okay, now we're going to give the invitation for somebody to come up for prayer, man, they were first one. They just run out there. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, well, my son, he's 13. He's had some kind of degeneration in the back of his eye, and his eyes have never focused. He was born like this. I said, well, if he was born like this, he was born under a curse. I began to list certain sins, and yes, we did this, or we did that, or we've done this. And I said, have you and your husband both repented for all those sins? Yes, we have. I said, okay, once you've repented for those sins, I said, now then, Jesus made us a promise. I will break the curse over your son. Jesus redeemed him from the curse. Once the sin has been confessed, the boy, I said, we will claim the redemption from the curse, just like Jesus said. And, I can't even remember. Galatians. I don't know why I couldn't. All of a sudden, I drew a blank. Galatians 3:13 and 14. I said, Jesus redeemed him from the curse. And I said, so then after we claim that, then I will command those evil spirits that go away. Now then, yes, there's something that we need to be aware of right here when I say I command those evil spirits to go away. Evil spirits are our enemy. But don't share those things with little children. You know, 5, 6, 8, 10 years old. They don't understand demons. You know, as a rule, most children do not understand demons. I got news for you. Most adults don't understand demons. You don't know who they are, and they petrify many people. People don't know in the church that we have power over them. There's many demons. They're different sizes. They're little bitty, and they're up to great big. But you have power over them, and unless you give them legal rights, they can't touch you. They cannot hurt you. So you need to realize that. But don't talk about demons to little children, because you can scare them. They'll become afraid. They won't stay by themselves. They'll cry when they never cried before because of demons. They don't understand them. You may understand them well, but most people don't. So anyway, I told the little 13-year-old boy, I said, son, there's a thing called a spirit, and I said, it's inside your eye. It's messed it up because of your sin. But not because of your sin, but because of your mother and dad's sin. So I said, now that they've both repented of the sin, I'm going to drive that spirit out. I have complete power and authority over the evil spirits. So I'm going to command this little spirit that's in your eyes, that's messing up your eyes, to leave. And he's got to leave. I said, then I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name to send the Holy Spirit in there and restore your eyes where your eyes will be perfect in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. I did all that. I said, it's done. I said, now then, what do you want me to pray for this little girl for? And about that time, the little boy standing there, he's looking at that sign, and he says, Mama, I can see the sign. All the words just come into clear focus. I said, you couldn't read that sign before? He said, I've never been able to read words like that far away. Never. But he said, I can see that perfect. So he starts crying. And the little mother starts crying. And I thought, well, it's time for all of us to cry. So I just joined in with them. You know, when you see Jesus show up and do something like that for a little 13-year-old child, hey, they don't play games, do they? Little children, they tell what happened. Jesus showed up for that little 13-year-old boy right here. I loved it. Of course, whenever he began to say, Mama, I can read the sign, and I couldn't read it before. Cheryl, you know, she's my quiet, gentle wife, jumping up and down, God just healed this little boy's eyes! Is it time to get excited when Jesus does something? Yes, it's time to get excited. We love to see God do those wonderful things. And I love to jump up and down and see Him do those things. And she surely does. When God does something, I mean Cheryl jumps up and down and screams and hollers and praises the King. He's worthy to be praised, isn't He? He is our God. All we're just children of His, all of us. He's given some of us different jobs to do, and mine just happens to be called me out of a Baptist church to be a healing teacher. And hey, I have caught lots of flack, but that's okay. Everybody, I get healed, just like I told this lovely lady up here a while ago in the front. I said, all the years of study, everything I've done, and all the hours I spent with God, if Judy, her aunt, had been the only one I'd ever seen healed, it would have been worth it for that one woman. Or you, if you'd have been the only one, it would have been worth it for y'all, wouldn't it, Bill? You know, or anyone, but it's not limited to one. Now, I learned a great principle in God's Word. There was a prophet by the name of Isaiah. Isaiah performed 8 miracles in his life. Elisha followed along behind him, and he said, God, I want a double portion of what Isaiah had. And so Elisha done 16 miracles. I don't want a double portion of what anybody's got except Jesus. See, if I limit myself with my own tongue, I want a double portion of what Elisha had. That means I'd only get 32 miracles, 32 healings. I've already seen way beyond that. I've seen hundreds of miracles and thousands of healings. Do I want a double portion of what Elisha had? No. I want a double portion of what Jesus had. Because when I went down to visit Judy and Don years ago and got her healed, that was one. Now then, that's one down. Now, if I only had 8, that means I only got 7 left. Do you want to limit God? No, you don't want to limit God. I mean, He is a limitless God, and He'll only be limited by your tongue. He's limited by your heart and what comes out of your mouth. Otherwise, there's no impossibilities with God, is there, Bill? And I was telling this young lady over here, since she had lung cancer, I said, you know, we went to Princeton here 2 or 3 years ago, what it was, and it was a, I don't know, 40. Cindy, how old was Cindy? Have any 40? Almost 50 years old. And Cindy had lung cancer. And so we got, terminal lung cancer. And so we got her to confess all of her sins like we do. And then we prayed the prayer of faith for her and asked the Lord, Lord, give Cindy a brand new pair of lungs. I mean, I'm stepping out on way out there on faith. I believe God's got a spare parts bank up there in heaven. I believe He's got some spare hearts and lungs and arms and all kinds of stuff. Eyes. I mean, I believe that, you know, it's amazing. And so I just said, Lord, give this lovely young lady a brand new heart. Don't just fix this old wore out one. Give her a new one. Or lungs, I mean, yeah. I said, Cindy, you've got to believe God. So I said, when you walk out here today, I want your confession to be, I have a brand new set of lungs. I am healed. I know I'm healed. It's written in the Word. I said, don't let nobody steal your miracle. I said, because everybody will try to do it. Everybody will tell you, you know, this is not real. You really didn't have bad lungs after all. That was just a doctor. Have y'all ever heard these kind of things? Oh, sure. It happens all the time. I see it all the time. And so he went to the doctor and walked in and said, Doc, I know I'm healed. He said, no, Cindy, people with heart lungs like yours don't get healed. You're going to die. She said, no, I'm not. Jesus healed me. And so well, okay, go on back there, you know, and let the nurse take the x-rays and all that stuff and come back. And come back in a minute and looked and he said, nurse, this is the wrong x-ray. No, that's not, that's the one, that's Cindy's. He looked at that again and he said, Cindy, come in here. I want you to know something, girl, you're not healed. I don't care what you say, doc. I don't care what you say. I know I'm healed. He said, no, Cindy, you're not healed. You got a brand new set of lungs. See, right up to the last second, she was trying to be deceived. You know, if she'd have lost it right there, she could have said, but I thought I was healed. And she could have lost it. She could have lost her healing. But she stood on the word. No, I know I'm healed because it's written in the word. And that's when the doctor said, no, Cindy, you didn't get healed. You got a brand new pair of lungs. He said, this lungs that's in you is as good as any 17-year-old I ever checked in my life. Is that what you want? Hey, it can do it for both of you. But you know, the thing about it is, why do we come down with lung cancer? My dad had lung cancer. My dad, I didn't know how to get him healed, though. I was a kid at home. Now, my dad did something that a lot of men did back in those days. Whenever he got started as a young man, to come out with a thing called Bull Durham. Anybody ever heard of Bull Durham? Y'all know what that is? That's nicotine. My daddy, I've seen my daddy. We'd be out there rounding up cows or goats or whatever, and I can see him up there on that horse now, and he could take that paper out and put it between his fingers, pour a little of that stuff in there, put that back in his pocket, roll that thing, lick it like that, and put it in his mouth and never have to use but one hand to roll a cigarette. Now, he smoked all his life from the time he was a young man. When he was 75 years old, we went in to have surgery on Dad's lungs. I didn't know nothing about, I'm a Baptist. I didn't know nothing about healing. Never heard of such a thing. You know, I knew Jesus healed in the New Testament, but I didn't know he still did it today. And so whenever that doctor come out after doing Dad's surgery, he come out and he said, Thurman, if I'd had to take any more of the lung out of your dad than I had to, he said, his lungs look like a charcoal briquette. They're burnt up. Why? Because he smoked so much, so long, so many cigarettes all of his life. Did my dad ever quit smoking? No. Never did.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.